It's actually much shorter odds than 1 million to 1. There are 5 million men called John in America, second only to James for popularity. That's 1 in 30 guys, which means that in 1983 there could have been about 33,000 Johns in the U.S. Army. Discounted maybe 10% for military demographics, the chances are about 1 in 30,000. Those are still very big odds. I think Sansom should know, that's all. Why? Call it a brother officer thing. Maybe I'll head back to D.C.
No need. Save yourself the trip. He's coming here tomorrow, midday, for a fundraiser lunch at the Sheraton, with all the heavy hitters from Wall Street, 7th Avenue and 52nd Street. We got a memo.
Why? He wasn't getting much protection in Greensboro.
He isn't getting much protection here, either. In fact, he isn't getting any. But we get memos about everything. That's how it is now. That's the new NYPD.
Then she walked away, leaving me all alone in the middle of the empty squad room, and leaving me feeling a little uneasy. Maybe Lila Hoth really was as pure as the driven snow, but I couldn't shake the sensation that Sansom was walking into a trap just by coming to the city. Chapter 33. It has been a long time since you could sleep well in New York for $5 a night, but you can still do it for 50, if you know how. The key is starting late. I walked down to a hotel I had used before, near Madison Square Garden. It was a big place, once grand, now just a faded old pile, perpetually close to renovation or demolition, but never actually getting there. After midnight, the front-of-house staff shrinks down to a lone night porter responsible for everything, including the desk. I walked up to him and asked if he had a room available. He made a show of tapping on a keyboard and looking at a screen, and then he said, yes, he did have a room available. He quoted a price of $185, plus tax. I asked if I could see the room before I committed. It was the kind of hotel where that kind of request seemed reasonable and sensible, mandatory, even. The guy came out from behind the desk and took me up in the elevator and along a corridor. He opened the door with a pass card attached to his belt by a curly plastic cord and stood back to let me enter. The room was okay. It had a bed in it and a bathroom, everything I needed and nothing I didn't. I took 2 20s out of my pocket and said, suppose we don't worry about that whole registration process downstairs. The guy said nothing. They never do at that point. I took out another 10 and said, for the maid, tomorrow. The guy shuffled a little like I was putting him on the spot, but then his hand came out and he took the money. He said, be out by 8, and he walked away. The door closed behind him. Maybe a central computer would show that his pass card had unlocked the room, and when, but he would claim that he had shown me the accommodations and that I had been unmoved by their attractions, and that I had left again immediately. It was probably a claim he made on a regular basis. That was probably the 4th guy he had stowed away that week. Maybe the 5th. Or the 6th. All kinds of things happen in city hotels, after the day staff has quit. I slept well and woke up feeling good, and I was out 5 minutes before 8. I forced my way through the crowds heading in and out of Penn Station, and got breakfast in the back booth of a place on 33rd. Coffee, eggs, bacon pancakes, and more coffee, all for $6 plus tax plus tip. More expensive than North Carolina, but only slightly. The battery on Leonid's cell was still about half charged. An icon was showing some bars blank and some bars lit. I figured I had enough juice for a few calls. I dialed 600 and then aimed to dial 82219, but before I got halfway through the sequence, the earpiece started up with a fast little triplet trill pitched somewhere between a siren and a xylophone. A voice came on and told me my call could not be completed as dialed. It asked me to check and try again. I tried 1-600 and got exactly the same result. I tried 011 for an international line, and then 1 for North America, and then 600, a circuitous route, but the outcome was no better. I tried 001 as the international code in case the phone thought it was still in London. No result. I tried 8**101, which was the Eastern European international code for America, in case the phone had been hauled all the way from Moscow a year ago. No result. I looked at the phone's keypad and thought about using a 3 in place of the D, but the system was already beeping at me well before I got there. So, 600-82219D was not a phone number, Canadian or otherwise, which the FBI must have known. Maybe they had considered the possibility for about a minute, and then dismissed it out of hand. The FBI is a lot of things, but dumb isn't one of them. So back on 35th Street, they had buried their real questions for me behind a smoke screen. What else had they asked me? They had gauged my level of interest. They had asked yet again if Susan had given me anything, and they had confirmed that I was leaving town. They had wanted me incurious and empty-handed and gone. Why? I had no idea. And what exactly was 600-82219D, if it wasn't a phone number? I sat another 10 minutes with a final cup of coffee, sipping slowly, eyes open but not seeing much, trying to sneak up on the answer from below, like Susan Mark had planned to sneak up out of the subway. I visualized the numbers in my mind strung out separately, together, different combinations, spaces, hyphens, groups. The 600 part rang a faint bell. Susan Mark, 600. But I couldn't get it. I finished my coffee and put Leonid's cell back in my pocket and headed north toward the Sheraton. The hotel was a huge glass pillar with a plasma screen in the lobby that listed all the day's events. The main ballroom was booked for lunch by a group calling itself FT, Fair Tax, or Free Trade, or maybe even the Financial Times itself. Plausible cover for a bunch of Wall Street fat cats looking to buy yet more influence. Their affair was due to start at noon. I figured Sansom would try to arrive by 11. He would want some time and space and calm beforehand to prepare. This was a big meeting for him. These were his people, and they had deep pockets. He would need 60 minutes minimum, which gave me 2 more hours to kill.